The following program has been brought to you by Rolling Press, a family-run, eco-friendly printing company. For more information, visit rollingpress.com. What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right, happy Valentine's Day. And what better way to celebrate than heading out to the Grow NYC Green Markets? We're going to find out what's up. We're on the line with Jean. Jean, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So excited to hear your romantic suggestions for our listeners.
Well, we have been talking all week about meals to cook with produce and other products from the markets for your Valentine and having friends over tonight, and we're going to have a big dinner party. And as I was out shopping yesterday at Union Square for ingredients to include in that meal, I happened by Windfall Farm Stand, and they have all of these beautiful microgreens and shoots that are out right now, and it's so nice to see some greenery in the market this time of year, but also they have purple shoots and they have pink shoots and all of these different things that can make a really wonderful salad. So I got some really like intense purple buckwheat shoots and some pink radish shoots, and I'm going to put them out on the table tonight. So I was just thinking about, we actually have a couple different producers that produce shoots and sprouts, which are different. I didn't realize that at first. Shoots are the aerial part of the plant that grows just above the soil. It's just the first few leaves, and a sprout includes the seed, the root, and the beginning of the shoot. So sprouts grow in the water in the dark. They take about 3 to 4 days to mature, and then they're aerated, and then, you know, they don't take very long, so then you can get them at the market, and you'll find them at Detalico's Organic Farm or Hudson Valley Organic, and they've got radish sprouts, broccoli sprouts, kale sprouts, and they're healthy, they're good for you, and they're really delicious in a winter salad. And then as for shoots, I started talking with David Rowley of Monk's Hood Nursery, and he just expanded into selling shoots a couple years ago. So I was asking him how exactly he produces them. It's a different process. So he said, first you soak the seeds, and then you distribute them on trays of potting soil. And then they're kept in the dark, and it sort of depends on the variety for how long it takes for them to mature. But they expose them to the sun, and then he finally kind of goes in and cuts them with some clean scissors and brings them to market. So the whole process takes between 8 days to 3 weeks, so not very long. So this is a really wonderful source of revenue for markets for farmers in the winter. And, of course, you could grow them year-round, but they might sprout into something like a whole radish or whole broccoli. but I'm glad to have the little ones in my salads this time of year. And then in terms of sort of nutritional value, David's stand is really great because he's got sort of nutritional cards on every sort of box of sprouts. So mung beans, for instance, you can read up on their great source of protein. They've got vitamins B and C, calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, and amino acids. And they've got all kinds of varieties. They've got China rose radish, oriental spicy mustard, sunflower shoots, mung bean shoots, pea shoots, wheatgrass, and buckwheat. And then Windfall Farms, you can choose from all kinds of dozens of greens, including buckwheat, purple radish, hung beet radish, red mustard, mizuna, and arugula. And they say that their sunflower and pea shoots are the most popular because they're the sweetest.
Nice. So, yeah. You know, you mentioned a couple of farmers, and I definitely grew up eating sprouts. I know they've been around for a while, but is this a product you've seen at market for some time, or is it kind of a newer thing that farmers are bringing into the mix?
I think there are some farmers. Morris Pitts has been at it for some time, and he's sort of a staple in the market at this point. He's got a lot of young people working at the Windfall stand now who are learning to farm the way that he does. So he's been doing this for a while. And then David Rowley, he is an organic farmer upstate, and, you know, he's got really delicious cherry tomatoes in the summer, full range of summer vegetables, and then the tomato blight hit him really hard a couple years ago. And to make up for that loss, he was trying to think about how to expand his business. And they kind of did some trial and error and figured out that they had room for greenhouses and that they could grow shoots. So he he kind of took that on. It's been really successful. And then he was just telling me on the phone this morning that his neighbor also had land, was really interested in the shoot business, so they've partnered, and now he's got even more greenhouses this winter. So in total, he's got 6. And they're about 26 by 132 feet long. He says when you go inside, it's just like a carpet of greens, which sounds really ideal to me in the middle of February. That sounds great.
I know, like, whenever I buy shoots or sprouts, I end up kind of munching them out of the bag on my train ride home. They never really make it. They never really make it into anything. But what would you suggest people doing with them? Should they be able to resist their allure and get them back into the kitchen?
I have that problem also. But if I get them home, I mean, salad, obviously. And that if you're making, say, kale salad or cabbage salad, which are other greens that you can find at the market, it's nice to kind of liven them up with some color and variety and flavor. So salad is great. David Rowley said, I eat them on eggs, I eat them on sandwiches, basically anything. And then also I think you could add them to the top of, say, crostini with goat cheese or some cured meats. I think that would be really great, too.
Awesome. So looking forward to events. It sounds like you guys are going to be putting a little bit of an international spin on the regional markets with some of your upcoming stuff.
Yeah, we have a cooking demonstration coming up at Union Square tomorrow, Indian cuisine. And then next Friday, we're going to do Peruvian cuisine. So Union Square, come by, get recipes, try samples. And then looking a little way down the road, in March, we're going to have a demo on how to make stock, so how to use the leftovers from, say, your roast chicken. Make sure you use every last bit of that animal.
Awesome. Great. Well, Jean, thanks for joining us today and giving us a little bit of a lowdown. I'm a little jealous. Maybe you'll shoot us a little picture of your pink and purple Valentine's Day sprout and shoot salad so
Absolutely.
We can take a peek.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. In the meantime, if you want to find out more about what's happening at markets, schedules, farmers, products, opportunities to volunteer, you can visit them at www.grownyc.org. And as always, tune in next Thursday for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update. Just while we get it on, teach me something new.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today.
Thanks for listening.